Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A 31-year-old Kenyan man arrested by state police on Sunday for allegedly spitting and biting state police and then urinating in his cell after he was charged with a violation of criminal protective order. Michael Litke, 33 High Street, charged with second-degree criminal mischief, assault on a public safety officer in addition to the violation of a criminal protective order. His bond was set at $25,000. He was arraigned in Torrington Superior Court. Dutchess County's 13 public school district would receive nearly $8.4 million more in aid than a year ago under the governor's budget. However, some district leaders told the Poughkeepsie Journal it was too early to discuss the full implications in their respective allotments, which would total more than $333.5 million. Some of the superintendents are concerned totals will not be enough to cover the rising costs of payroll and expenses without sacrificing programs. After more than two decades in attempts to develop a toxic waste site at the edge of downtown Great Barrington, a report in the Berkshire Eagle says the money to build 45 affordable apartments is now secure. The units will be available to rent by late spring of next year. From the Community Development Corporation of South Berkshire, those units could be as low as less than $650 per month for a one-bedroom unit. Development plans for the rest of the parcel remain uncertain. The Board of Education at Kent Center School has their regular meeting at 5 p.m. A town meeting in Salisbury at 7:30 to receive and act upon the town officers and recognize the town report dedication, the financial report from the chairman of the Board of Finance and treasurer for the town, and to approve appropriation or borrowing of an amount not to exceed $80,000 for design and oversight of construction of a sidewalk extension along Main Street, Connecticut Route 44 and 41 between Lincoln City Road and Brook Street. Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a public hearing coming up on Thursday, February 6th at 7 o'clock at Ancrum Town Hall. In Sharon, the Hotchkiss Library, Friday at Films at 5. This Friday, February 7th at 5 p.m., who is Jason Pollock? More information, HotchkissLibrary.org. Of course, this weekend, it's Jump Fest, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association 92nd Annual Jump Fest, a three-day celebration and competition of the best ski jumpers in the eastern United States. It's all centered around Satre Hill in Salisbury, Friday at 7 o'clock, Friday night lights, target jumping under the lights, and then the human dog sled race. Of course, on Saturday, there's practice from 11 to noon, the competition at 1, and Saturday night at the White Hart, it is the fundraising snowball from 8 until midnight. And then on Sunday, it's back to jumping with practices 11 to noon at Satre Hill. Competition begins at 1 o'clock, the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships. The Ancrum Comprehensive Plan Implementation Committee will hold its next quarterly meeting on Saturday. That comes up at 10 o'clock. Berkshire Bach Society presents acclaimed organist Renee Ann Luprette in a recital of music. That is coming up this weekend on Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Meeting House in Housatonic. Cabin Fever Chicken Barbecue put on by the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday. Servings from 4 till 7, $12 for adults, $6 for children under 10. Children under 5, free when accompanied by adults. Half a baked chicken, baked beans, potato salad, pasta salad, coleslaw rolls, and dessert. All you can eat takeouts are available. A Beat the Winter Blues Dance being held by the VFW 5444 Route 22 in Dover Plains, New York, on Saturday from 7 to 11. Music by Way Behind the Sun, country music. The Sharon Ambulance Pancake Breakfast is happening Sunday beginning at 7 o'clock. Much more than pancakes, a full buffet breakfast. It all goes to support the Sharon Fire Department. It's held at the fire department from 7 to 10:30. The Stockbridge Grange is serving up a public stuffed breast of chicken dinner family style in the hall at 51 Church Street on Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m. Cost is $12 for adults. Youngsters 12 and under dine for half price. Children under 6 eat for free. Bidwell House Museum is presenting an off-season history talk replay program on Sunday. Focusing on events that led to Shay's Rebellion, the program begins at 1 p.m. Berkshire International Film Festival presents their third annual environmental film focus series. Bard College at Simon's Rock, Daniel Arts Center at Alfred Road in Great Barrington, beginning at 3, followed by a question and answer session. Avereth of Southern Berkshire, Route 23 in Great Barrington, presenting a free screening of Alfred Hitchcock's Strangers on a Train, Sunday at 4 p.m. And in Kent, the town GOP has their Lincoln's birthday event celebrated by the Kent Republican Town Committee at the Bulls Bridge Inn. Republican Town Committee Chairman Scott Harvey invites local area residents to join in their festivities, starting at 6 with hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar, followed by dinner at 7. There's various choices for meals. State Senator Craig Miner, Litchfield of the 30th District, will speak, as well as Republican State Central Committee members John Morris and Ginny Landrebay. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 407.82 to 28,807.63. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 9467.97, and the S&P 500 at 3297.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.